And Chapter 12 of Ghana's 1992 Constitution speaks of freedom of the press and inherent rights. This provides the media the means by which to do its basic work of information dissemination. In doing so, some journalists forget that rights must be in tandem with responsibilities. What are some of the consequences some journalists suffer when they fail to be responsible, especially during election coverage? Rebecca Ekpe finds out.
During this electioneering, not a single day passes without a report indicating that journalists have been schooled on election reporting. Most of these platforms are expected to equip the media to remain circumspect in providing information for public consumption. On the other hand, journalists themselves have fallen prey to their colleagues. How so? Kwabena Into shares his experience covering elections in 2008 of how he ended up in police cells on election day.
He has surrounded us. Actually, we didn't know what was going on. How? So they asked us to follow them. When we go to the police regional headquarters, they came out by saying that the guy was having American machine gun in the car. So as we were sitting in the car, it means we are connived with him. And it was so actually. I didn't know what to do. So finally, we couldn't even cover the whole story. We couldn't cover the elections. We ended up in cells.
Kwabena's story clearly points to the fact that journalists must, in all situations, cross-check information before broadcast or publishing.
Meanwhile, we were doing our work as journalists. It was just a lift the guy gave us. And our colleagues, our own colleagues we were moving with, and even they wanted to join the car. And because the guy, he doesn't know them, and he's Kwabena Nto and Dodovidi, he knew and gave us the lift. Oh, before we realized, the thing was all over, everywhere, that some journalists with some guys with guns. Meanwhile, even I don't know how to shoot. No, I can't shoot, madam, please, for that. So, at times, our colleagues, how they go about their reporting and the rest.
To be on the safe side, it may be advisable for journalists to avoid riding in politically branded vehicles or those belonging to politicians. Kafui Kanye of the GNA thinks that during this election season, journalists themselves must be wary of tagging colleagues and avoid providing inside newsroom information to their political masters.
Anytime we are having conversation, just normal conversation, I can tell you that people are recording, especially political discussions. Our colleagues record us without some of us knowing. So let's be very cautious this election time. It's not the best. It is not, but the undermining, the labeling and all sort of things are happening. People are into this profession for varied interests. I said this, that some of us are now politicians, stroke journalists. In the day, between the hours of 6 to 12, they are journalists. From 1 to the rest of the day, they are politicians. Whatever they meet, you and I have no idea.
GNA's Edmond Kweno shares Kafui's concerns. His take is simple, that journalists ought to remain neutral in executing their basic responsibility of reporting.
We have to also respect that each and every one of us has an opinion and can express it. And that does not make the fellow a member of a party or something for us to go around and tagging them that, tell this guy belongs to this party. Those who belong to the parties, they have their registration card. They represent their parties on a platforms and other things. And so I think we should respect our right to speak our minds.
Edmond Kweno of the GNA, ending that report by Rebecca Ekpe.